next on the 5 o'clock report.
People don't know about this regulation.
Ruth didn't send you. Ruth is ashamed of you.
Literally threatening justices by name.
Inflation is eating all of that and then some.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. Abortion politics.
The age of rage.
That is where we're going to start this Friday. The leak of that draft opinion at the U.S. Supreme Court this week overturning Roe v. Wade has thrown fuel on the fire. That is the abortion debate in this country. Security outside of the homes of six of the conservative justices has been beefed up after their addresses were made public by a far-left group. Here's Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee.
There is never a good legitimate reason to go and protest at the home of a public official. This is a place where they sleep. This is a place where if they've got children in the home, where they're raising children. It's an implicit threat of physical violence, and that has no place in our system of government, certainly no place in our judicial system.
An 8-foot-high fence, meantime, now surrounds the high court in D.C. in preparation for even more protests. We also learned today that pro-choice activists will be targeting churches this Mother's Day weekend to protest the possibility of overturning Roe. Those activists are dressed in the red capes of The Handmaid's Tale and are from the progressive group Ruth Sent Us, an homage to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth didn't send you. Ruth is ashamed of you.
That is Mark Thiessen at the Washington Post. So far, the White House has refused to condemn the publication of the home addresses of those conservative justices. Instead, spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it's part of the democratic process.
I think our view here is that peaceful protest, there's a long history in the United States and the country of that. And we certainly encourage people to keep it peaceful.
But George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley blames Democrats for the ramped up rhetoric against the judicial branch of government. Turley says words matter, and some in Washington have been using the wrong ones.
Democratic members have been challenging the institution and these justices. You've had senators standing on the stairs like Chuck Schumer, literally threatening justices by name. You have members who are demanding court packing. You have people today saying you should burn the building down.
The investigation, meantime, into that leak at the high court continues in earnest this weekend. Good, but not good enough. That's what money minds are saying about today's jobs report. The U.S. economy adding 428,000 new jobs last month, but Maria Bartiromo at Fox Business says more jobs will not fix what's ailing this economy.
Just do the math. You've got wages up 5.5%, but inflation up 8.5%. So you got to raise. You're feeling rich. You're feeling good. You want to go out and buy whatever you want to buy. Unfortunately, inflation is eating all of that and then some.
Bartiromo says until we get red hot inflation under control, more jobs won't do a thing to help out the economy.
That is what this market is focused on, and that is why the Federal Reserve has inflation in its crosshairs. Right now, inflation is at 40-year highs. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates, and that's making everything more expensive as well. It's just adding on to the pressure.
The unemployment rate remains steady at 3.6%, the lowest since February of 2020. Primary day just 10 days away in Pennsylvania, and voters will head to the polls increasingly worried about the economy and increasingly frustrated with President Biden. According to the latest Franklin and Marshall College poll, Mr. Biden gets just a 33% job approval rating. 43% of Pennsylvanians, in fact, say they're worse off financially today than what they were a year ago. In advance of the May 17th vote, former President Trump will headline a rally tonight in western Pennsylvania for U.S. Senate candidate and television doctor Mehmet Oz. Now to the war in Ukraine, where Russian forces are planning to take control of the steel plant in the besieged city of Mariupol late this weekend. Chris Hanger at the International Red Cross says for civilians who've been rescued from that steel plant, they'll most likely be scarred for life.
When our teams met these civilians, they were obviously devastated. They've not seen the sky for over 2 months. And the moment that they got out, they saw their city, their home, destroyed, completely destroyed. So some people were asking actually for a priest. Some people were just crying, and some people were just silent.
Hundreds of women and children remain trapped beneath that steel mill and the besieged port city of Mariupol. Quite a scene in Skopje. Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania earlier today after a tractor trailer crashed into a home. It happened just after 8 o'clock this morning. No one seriously hurt, but that house has seen better days in Schuylkill County, PA. It is a boy. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has more on a big birth in the Flower City.
The Seneca Park Zoo in Rochester has announced the birth of a Maasai giraffe. The newborn is a male calf who has yet to be named. Iggy, one of the female giraffes at the zoo, gave birth to the calf. The zoo uploaded footage to Facebook Monday of the newborn walking inside of an enclosed area. Officials say that the Savannah building, which houses the newborn, will remain closed for now, but will be open to the public soon. The calf is the first Maasai giraffe born at the Seneca Park Zoo. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Still to come this Friday, quarantine camps in New York and what mom really wants.
Good evening. Here is the Family Life weather report. As we head through the night tonight, that rain sets up over Pennsylvania and will be locally heavy. And that could mean some localized flooding issues given the recent wet weather. The low temperature tonight into the upper 40s. If you live in New York State, it's just mostly cloudy. We're into the 40s for lows as well. Saturday, areas of rain over Pennsylvania. Cloudy, cool, dry over New York State. Look for highs into the 50s over New York State, into the 40s over central and eastern Pennsylvania. The rain winds down Sunday morning. It dries out Sunday afternoon. It's partly sunny Sunday for most. Highs into the 50s to near 60.
All right, Josh Nichols, appreciate it. Next at 5, Family Life News, going one-on-one with downstate attorney Bobby Ann Cox. She is suing Governor Kathy Hochul to stop so-called quarantine camps in New York. Earlier today, I caught up with her.
Let me get this straight. So if the New York State Department of Health, under the direction of Governor Hochul, suspects that you are a public health risk, they can go into your home, they can go into your place of work, and they can force you into quarantine at a facility of their choosing.
Right. So this regulation is extremely broad. It gives the Department of Health the power to pick and choose which New Yorkers they're going to force to quarantine. And that could be in your home, but it could also be anywhere. And yes, including, you know, they give you an order, they say, okay, you've got a quarantine and you're going to this facility or detention center or whatever you want to call it. You know, you don't pick, they tell you. There's no due process in this. I mean, we already have New York State law that provides for the procedures that have to be gone through if you are going to try to remove someone who's a health risk to the society.
Yeah.
This regulation is in direct conflict with that provision of the public health law, which is a law. It's been passed by the legislature.
So I cannot believe that there's not more public outcry in the state. To me, this sounds like something you'd see in communist China or North Korea, not in America.
Right. That's the problem here, is that people don't know about this regulation. It's been kept quiet. The executive branch here, that's, you know, the governor and her Department of Health, are going around the legislature. They're going through the back door. They're making what really is a law. I mean, they're calling it a regulation, but it really is a law. They're putting it through the Department of Health.
Obviously, they're using COVID for the catalyst for this gross government overreach.
Yes, I do believe that. This all started originally under Governor Cuomo back in March of 2020. And it's when the pandemic first came to New York and everybody was nervous and scared and nobody knew what it was. And, you know, so the legislature gave Governor Cuomo this special power to issue directives. He passed that power on to the agency heads. And that's when the Department of Health created this regulation.
Tell us about your lawsuit and where is that at right now?
Right. So I filed the case the beginning of April. We filed in New York State Supreme Court, and we are waiting for the Attorney General's office to answer our lawsuit, which is supposed to happen sometime today.
Okay.
And then we will be arguing the case the end of May. May 27th is our date for oral arguments on this case.
As of today, if the state health department deems you as a public health risk, they can make you quarantine in New York.
Correct. They can make you quarantine in your home, or they can take you from your home and put you into a facility of their choosing. And the very scary thing as well is that there's no time restriction. So they could put you into a facility or force you to stay in your home for days or weeks or months. There's just no time limit in this regulation. And there's no age restriction. So they could come and tell you that you have to come with them and quarantine somewhere, or they could tell your child, or they could tell your elderly parent or your elderly grandparent. You know, it's just the power they've given themselves in this regulation really shocks the conscience.
That is New York City Attorney Bobby Ann Cox speaking with Family Life News earlier today. It is time now for your market report, brought to you each and every day by Ambassador Advisors. A down day to end a volatile week on Wall Street. Stocks recovering some of their losses from yesterday and late trading after a stronger than expected jobs report. But inflation fears and the prospect of future Fed rate hikes adding to the market volatility. At the closing bell, the Dow down 98, the NASDAQ fell 173, and the S&P 500 off 23. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
There's probably nothing in the world as important as motherhood. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Money Wise Minute. Well, as I'm sure you're aware, Sunday is Mother's Day. You know, it's been my observation that if you find a family that's faithful with money and also generous toward others, mom has a lot to do with it. Think of the mother described in Proverbs 31. The scripture says she provides food for her family. She considers a field and buys it. She sets about her work vigorously. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also. So thank the Lord for mothers like that. Where would we be without them? Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise, Biblical Finance, from your app store, or learn more at moneywise.org.
And still to come this Friday, what mom really wants.
Good evening. Here is the Family Life weather report. As we head through the night tonight, that rain sets up over Pennsylvania and will be locally heavy. And that could mean some localized flooding issues given the recent wet weather. The low temperature tonight into the upper 40s. If you live in New York State, it's just mostly cloudy. We're into the 40s for lows as well. Saturday, areas of rain over Pennsylvania. Cloudy, cool, dry over New York State. Look for highs into the 50s over New York State, into the 40s over central and eastern Pennsylvania. The rain winds down Sunday morning. It dries out Sunday afternoon. It's partly sunny Sunday for most. Highs into the 50s to near 60.
All right, Josh Nichols, have yourself a fantastic weekend. Finally, this Friday, Mother's Day is Sunday, and as Lucinda Kay tells us, this is what mom really wants.
My mom is a superstar.
These are the top gifts. A nap. Really? Take it from this mama or take it from national surveys. Moms are tired. In 18 states, an afternoon snooze ranks as the number one desired gift.
Yes, she is.
A meal they don't have to prep, cook, or clean up. Doesn't have to be fancy, but you need to be in charge of all the logistics and do the chores. In California, this is what mamas want the most. Someone else to clean. Mom standards, of course. TimeToPlay.com surveyed moms across the country and, quote, it turns out they don't want a vacuum. They want someone to vacuum. Duh.
She's the best when I need some help.
Mothers come with and without your DNA. A shout out from this mama to all the mamas. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Thank you, Lucinda. Loving on those moms this weekend. Don't just do it Sunday, though. Do it every day. That is the world we live in this Friday. Thanks for coming along. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.